This is Easy Money with Don Anders. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way, without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
So a lot of times when people think annuities, they think income, or they think fees or something like that, but that's just not true. Annuities are a financial contract with an insurance company, and they can be anywhere from variable to fixed index to income-based to multi-year guarantee annuities. Now, what a multi-year guarantee annuity is the easiest way to explain it is it's similar to a CD, where you give a time commitment, right? So you say, okay, I want usually the shortest is 3 years. 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and the company will give you a guaranteed interest rate. So you put in $100,000, it might, as we record this, I think it's about 3% for 5 years. They'll give you 3% for 5 years. It'll work out to just over 115 because it compounds. And that's it. Now, the nice thing about multi-year guaranteed annuities, or what they're also called, is MIGAs. The nice thing about those is they usually pay more than a CD and definitely more than most money markets. And so you'll get a higher interest rate. Now, the downfall is they're not FDIC insured, right? That's for banks. So they're backed by the insurance company. And they're also, depending on your state, you might have what's called a guarantee association that might back it if the insurance company goes out of business as well. Make sure you check on that before you buy one. But if you have, if you're confident in the company or you have the guarantee association that you're confident in, they will usually provide a better guaranteed return than your CDs. Like I said, right now as I film this, it's 3%. The average CD is paying less than 1.5 for the same term. It's really good. You know, a couple years ago, we saw them upwards of 4.5%. So if you want a good return, that's a good way to do it. Now, the other downfall is it's an annuity, meaning that if it's non-qualified money, meaning not an IRA or a Roth or something like that, if it's non-qualified, just money coming from checking or savings or money market or a brokerage account, then you have to be 59.5 to take out the interest without a tax penalty. So these are really more for retirees or people that are close to that age. But let's say you do invest money in at age 50. The nice thing is, because it's an annuity, it's tax deferred, meaning that you don't pay taxes until you take it out. And then if the 5 years gets up, you can do what's called a 1035 exchange, where a 1035 exchange, you roll the money over to another annuity, whether it's, you know, it doesn't have to be the same multi-year guarantee or same company, it can be any type of annuity. And then it'll roll that tax liability over, and you can roll it over and then wait until 60. Or where most people, where we see this for most people, it is really good for people who are retired and looking to get more money on their CD money or their safe money, more interest. The other nice thing about multi-year guarantee annuities, besides the higher interest and also the tax benefits of being tax deferred, the other good thing about them is they usually will give you free outs, meaning that a lot of them will have a 7% or a 10% or maybe just the interest free out, meaning that you can take money out while it's there. So if you have the, if you put $100,000 in there and they have a 10% free out, you can take out $10,000 a year and keep all your interest. If you had a CD, most CDs don't allow you to take money out without breaking it, meaning that you're going to give back some or all of the interest. So just something to think about if you're one of those safe investors, if you have CDs and you're around, you know, in your late 50s to 60s or 70s or even 80s, this might be a really good option for you. And it's another example of how not all annuities are the same. Not all annuities are built for income. The other downfall of this annuity and all the other ones, I'll link it right here, is the maturity date. So a lot of times they will have a limited age that you can purchase them by. So if you're 90 years old, most annuities will not let you purchase a multi-year guarantee or something else. They usually cut off around 75 to 85 years old. And then on top of that, if you still have your money in these accounts, by the time you're 90 or 95 or 100 or sometimes 120, they will make you what's called annuitized, meaning that you have to start taking this money out of there. You can't keep it in there anymore. So just some things to think about. If you're thinking about purchasing one, or if you want a CD with more, you want something that's like a CD, but you want to earn more guaranteed money, multi-year guarantees, guaranteed annuities might be a really good way to go. Just talk to your financial advisor and ask their opinion based on your situation.
Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Don Anders are not affiliated companies.